This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to begin a series of lessons with you on the question, what does Jesus think of the church? Now I know as I read various books, as I read various things in newspapers and magazines, as I listen to radio and television, I know that there are many opinions about the church. I even hear many men who are giving their lives to preaching who seem to think very little of it. In fact, they spend a great deal of their time in trying to convince their audiences that the church is completely non-essential, that one can be saved before and without it, you can live your whole life on earth and never become a member of it, and that will not affect your eternal salvation at all. But I want to read to you now from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 22, and I shall read all the way through to the end of that chapter in verse 33. Wives, be in subjection unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, being himself the Savior of the body. Notice carefully that Jesus is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body, and the body has already been identified in this letter as being the church. He is therefore the Savior of the church. Notice, friends, he offers to save everybody, but as a matter of fact, he is the Savior only of the church, and he's the Savior only of the faithful in that church, as we read in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. But we continue reading in verse 24. But as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives also be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it. You see, Jesus died for the church. And as Paul said to the elders of the church at Ephesus in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, he purchased the church. He bought it with his own blood. Now, friends, if we cannot be saved apart from the shedding of blood, and we cannot be saved without the blood of Christ, and we cannot, and if the blood of Christ went into the purchase of the church, then for you to get any good out of the blood of Christ, you must be in what he bought with it. If I spend $100 for a suit of clothes, if I'm to get any good out of my $100, I've got to wear that suit, I've got to be in it. And for you to get good out of the blood of Christ, you must be in what he bought with it. He bought the church with his own blood. He gave himself up for it. Now we continue reading in verse 26 of Ephesians chapter 5, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word. Notice the church has been cleansed. The church is the body of people who have been cleansed from sin, and they have been cleansed from sin by the washing of water with the word. That means it's the body of people who have been baptized into Christ in accordance with the teachings of the word of God, that he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought husbands also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his own wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as Christ the church. Notice carefully. Christ loved the church, because we're members of his body. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak in regard of Christ and of the church. Nevertheless, do you also severally love each one his own wife, even as himself, and let the wife see that she fear her husband. My friends, when we ask the question, what does Christ think of the church? The first answer that I give is, he loved it so much that he died for it, and he made it essential to salvation. You cannot be saved out of what Jesus bought with his blood. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of this very vital topic, what does Jesus think of the church?